as a father and mother child relationship, there may come here to the domestic, and that's what we're talking about. The married woman is bound by God to her husband. Paul said, as long as she lives, if she married another man, while her husband is living, she is no adulterer. Paul says something very similar in 1 Corinthians 7 chapter, verse 11 and verse 39. Only after his death, the death of her husband, Paul says, is she at liberty to marry again. Thank you. That's right. I don't like to do it, but I like to do it 6 hours a day. However, I will need to read something from this book, and I do not recommend the travel reason. But I do say there are some things in it that might be relevant, and that's how it is. But I read the whole book, and it just hurt me. That, and I don't want to do it. All right, this is one writer, but there's been several people coming. It hurt me that he portrayed God, what we call God the Father, as a woman. The black woman, and that doesn't make any difference if he really sees black and mom. But he portrayed God the Father as a woman. Jesus he did portray as a man, and the Holy Spirit is a woman. I understand why he did that, but I think it hurt me. Now, God here is male and female, and I won't get into all that discussion, but anyway, there are other things that he just did super true, but there was one passage in him that I kind of thought might be helpful to what we're going to do. If I think of that explanation, but I'll try to think through. This is from that book, page 149. And he says, Jesus is not our example of a woman. Man, I've been doing all my life. Jesus is our example. He's out there for us to call him. And he said, Jesus is not our example. But I had to look at it a little bit further in connection with the rest of the quote here. And even though if I'd write the book, I probably wouldn't have said that probably. I could have done it. But let me read you this very short quote from this book. And then I'll just see why I'm using this as an illustration. And this is Jesus speaking, as far as the writer is concerned. Being my follower is not trying to be like Christ. It means for your independence to be killed. When he said your independence, he's talking about man trying to do it all on his own. We've got it all figured out, and what he's saying, your independence is to kill. I kind of get that. That's not anything to do. So being my follower is not trying to be like Jesus. It means for your independence to be killed, and you're independent on me, for example. Okay. I came, this is Jesus, I came to give you life. Real life. My life. We will come, and here Jesus is saying, Paul is saying, we will come and live our life inside you so that you begin to see with our eyes and hear with our ears and touch with our hands and think like we do. But we will never force that union on you. Now, the part I like about that, and as I said, there are some things in the book that kind of help you to understand God a little bit. I don't want to tell you another thing you don't like about it. But the part of this that